Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team. All eyes are focused on the Trump administration again this week, as it continues to disrupt basic federal government operations and cause concern for investors. With scarcely a month under his belt as president, Trump has fired more than 10,000 federal workers across multiple agencies as part of his large-scale reductions in the government workforce, indicating that this is just the beginning of the job cuts. Add to that the roughly 75,000 workers who took the administration's buyouts, the cuts amount to about 4% of the federal government's workforce. Cuts were broad-based and impacted everything from the IRS and CDC, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, the FDA, Department of Energy, and Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD as it's known. Most recently, it was announced that the Federal Housing Administration, which is one of the largest mortgage insurers in the world and resides under the HUD umbrella, would be cutting a staggering 40% of its staff. The possibility of tariffs also casts a significant shadow. So far, the only concrete actions taken have been against China, but in many respects, the mere prospect of tariffs can be more detrimental than their actual execution, as it complicates future planning. When it comes to trade tariffs, forecasting their effect on U.S. growth and inflation for the upcoming year is challenging due to the unpredictability of the final measures themselves and the potential retaliations. Nonetheless, we anticipate that U.S. GDP may suffer as a consequence, and inflation may rise above the levels it would have reached if such policies were not under consideration. Such an outcome on growth and inflation should detract from risk assets and push credit spreads and equities weaker, yet we have not seen this materialize up until this point. This may be down to the fact that markets can and will only be able to react to data as and when it is released. Thus far, the sheer level of uncertainty around trade policy makes any analysis difficult to incorporate into decision-making ahead of the event. There's no reason to project any imminent cuts or hikes from the Fed, which leaves two-year yields anchored for now at levels close to 4.3%, in line with where cash rates are positioned. In light of the pervasive geopolitical instability and the magnitude of policy actions and potential policy threats from the Trump administration, we have chosen to maintain a relatively cautious investment stance. The upcoming week will shed some light on possible economic trajectories as significant indicators, such as GDP figures, employment statistics, and inflation reports will be released. However, we expect that the Fed will continue to be on hold, preferring to observe and evaluate until there is greater certainty regarding longer-term economic patterns. We thank you for your time today and hope you have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.